Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa GOP caucuses, with his rivals languishing far behind.
This has been an incredible experience. The people have been, this is the third time we've won, but this is the biggest win.
Correspondent Michelle Price reports now the election focus turns to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire has a tradition of town hall-style meetings where voters expect to be able to ask questions of the candidates, and that's how these candidates have been campaigning there. Some of the candidates, not all of them, but some of them have been also running television ads, but they're very expensive there because you have to run your television ads from the Boston media market, which is a very expensive market.
Frigid temperatures and blistering winds continued to disrupt air travel for a third straight day on Monday. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says more wind chills in parts of the country will be on full display today.
A large swath of the country seeing wind chills below zero and then even minus 20 to minus 30 this morning. Continuing today, we will start to see some moderation as we go through the week, but certainly still cold out there this morning.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Here's Ed Donahue.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This KMSK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The new year just underway, but how hot is the Las Vegas real estate market expected to be in 2024? Well, Zillow is predicting the Vegas Valley will be the 12th hottest real estate market in the country. The online real estate brokerage firm ranking 50 major metros across the nation forecasting Las Vegas could see a 1% drop in home prices this year, but an increase in sales from 2023, which was the worst year on record since 2008. Now, the current average home value here in Las Vegas is $400,354. That's a 1% drop from the same time last year and a far cry from the all-time high of $427,350 that was reached back in August of 2022. Zillow ranking Buffalo, New York as the hottest real estate market for 2024. That's based on the high job growth, that is, in the area. It's getting noisier near Nellis Air Force Base with the return of red flag exercises. Base officials say red flag 24-1 runs through January 26th with nearly 100 aircraft leaving the base twice a day, some staying in the air for up to 5 hours, and that includes night flights to train the crews for nighttime combat operations. Nellis plane host to more than 2,000 participants. That includes the Air Force, Joint Services, allies, as well as partners. Nellis has hosted red flag exercises since 1975. And you can add another food hall to the list. Canteen Food Hall, formerly known as the Carnival World Buffet. It opens Friday at the Rio, continuing that trend of turning casino buffets into food halls. That trend now includes Proper Eats Food Hall at Aria and the Eat Your Heart Out over at Durango Casino Resort. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Reports of just one accident on our Valley freeways. This is on the drive in from or toward Henderson on 215 eastbound near the airport connector. So watch for a little bit of extra braking through the area. Eastbound 215 again near the airport turnoff. Also in the downtown Las Vegas area, watch for one injury accident on Eastern just north of 95. That's at Eastern and Cedar. Moving along safely, though, on 95 and 215 this morning. Another cool sunny day in the valley. Afternoon temperatures staying just below 60 degrees, 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He's got to be one of the busiest men I know of here in the Las Vegas Valley and across the state of Nevada. We're talking about Michael McDonald. He is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, coming off a huge, huge event in Iowa overnight. It was absolutely amazing what happened. Donald J. Trump running away with the Iowa caucuses. And Michael McDonald, how have you been? It has been a while since you've been on. I know you've been busy.
I can't thank you enough, man. It's a long miss in the world of you. Your listeners have been fantastic, and I'm just glad to be back with you.
Tell me what happened last night. Donald J. Trump just ran away with the thing.
Yeah, I think when you start to look at this, we've been seeing this across the nation and all our polling, as well as, you know, especially here in Las Vegas, obviously, we're very favored to our city. But more importantly, the people are tired of what's happening. They see the injustice that's happened to the president. He's galvanized the base. I think you look at it, even Governor DeSantis admitted it. It's starting to see where he's the nominee. And his speech last night was phenomenal. It was about unity. You know, Kev, that's how we rebuilt the party. We built it on your airways with you. You know, I call for unity all the time, trying to find people that have differences come together for their greater good. I think last night you saw that with President Trump. He delivered, I think, one of the greatest speeches I've seen delivered as far as building the party back together. And it's been a long process. Iowa's basically set the tone. I hope we break it in Nevada, because I've been bragging about all the Nevadans. But I think it's great that we have a caucus.
Do we need to do any more debates? I know you're on the debate committee. But a lot of people are saying it's a meaningless exercise going through the debates. Should we end the debates and just, you know, essentially declare a winner?
Yeah, look, I think the debates were worthless anyway. You know, when anybody in politics can tell you, any campaign manager, anybody doing this for a long time, when you have that much of a commanding lead, you don't debate. You start talking about policies and how you're going to move the country forward. I believe President Trump did that. I stood by him 100% when he said he wasn't going to join the debates. you know, I was disappointed because I can tell you our committee put a lot of work into it, but I understood it from the beginning, absolutely. And I think the people on that stage understood it. Vivek Ramaswamy, did a wonderful job. I think him setting the tone last night by saying it's time to unite the country, it's time to get behind one candidate. We're taking on the Democrats now. You know, I don't know what Governor DeSantis and Nikki Haley are thinking, but that's their choice. And, you know, we'll see February 8th here in Nevada how it turns out.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people wondering, you know, the caucus versus the primary. Some people just don't understand it. They say it's confusing. It's not really all that confusing, though, is it?
Well, it's not confusing, but what happened is the government started acting like a campaign machine. When they start telling a political party, either Republican or Democrat, it's either one, telling them how they're going to vote and this is the way you're going to pick your nominee, that's not American. So I'm a little disappointed in that, you know, we've had the caucus. This has been out there for almost 9 months, and this is something we've been drilling into everybody. The news media's covered. You've done a phenomenal job covering it. Your listeners have been wonderful. But the sad thing, Kevin, if you look what happened, I never thought it would be this overreaching when you saw what happened in Colorado and Maine. When you saw them trying to remove Trump off the ballot, right there and then, both people from Maine and Colorado called me and says, okay, how do I do a caucus? Because in a caucus, they can't remove him from anybody. The party picks the nominee. So, you know, we were doing it for other reasons. Obviously, what happened to our governor, Joe Lombardo, when he put the bill in to have voter ID, he was disrespected. They wouldn't even hear his bill. So I think that set the tone right there that we have to be able to move forward and control our process. You know, with us, Kevin, with the caucus, you have to present an ID. You get to see the ballots counted right in front of you. At the end of the night, you'll know who won. It's election day, not election month. And I think it sets the tone that we're showing the Democrats, you can use paper ballots, you can have election day, and you can have a clear process with voter ID. And over 70% of the country are saying they want voter ID, but they won't give it to us. There's a reason why. So, you know, our caucus is February 8th. We want everybody to come out. You know, your caucus sites, go to nvgop.org, nevadagop.org, Nevada spelled out, GOP.org, and we will have your site locations, caucus locations. There's also a number on the website to call in if you have any questions. But let's show up. I mean, Iowa set the tone, and I was bragging last night to the president. I'm telling you, I told him we'd beat this. I think we're going to have a great turnout, and I think our people in Nevada are going to show why we matter when we're first in the West.
You say you have talked to the former president after the voting?
He's great. No, he's his team. I can tell you, Kev, his team, phenomenal job. I mean, this team is so professional. It's world class. And I think that even some of the commentators on some of the stations that really don't care for the president last night had to admit that this team that he's assembled has set the tone. I think it's going to be a great election year, and we move forward.
And again, Michael McDonald joining us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Can you promise me today that on the night of February 8th, that we will be able to declare a winner in the caucus by, say, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
I can't give you the exact time, I'm hoping, but we will have it by then. We'll have it election night. You know, it's the county chairman, I can tell you, you know, we have 17 counties. They have been great. They've been so eager to move forward. And we had county chairs who really didn't want to do they didn't want to do the caucus. It's a lot of work for them. I mean, they have to spend a lot of time away from their family. It's a lot of money to put a caucus on. We pay for it, not the taxpayers. And I think when you see it, we're going to have a great opportunity to say, okay, this is fantastic. We can move this forward, and it'd be nice.
When will we start seeing what remains of the field, including the former president, including Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, if she's still around by then? When will we start seeing them roll through town?
I don't know. I mean, the president, I can tell you, I mean, obviously, so much has been made that we're friends and I rigged the caucus. I was on your show before you and I've had this conversation privately. You can't rig a caucus. When you do a caucus, it's about showing up and having your campaign team show up and go from there. So Nikki Haley, I hate to say this because I really like Nikki Haley. I think she's a joke. What she's done is disrespected Nevadans. She gets on last night and says she's a conservative. She's a fiscal conservative. She's no fiscal conservative. By her signing up to the primary, all she did was cost taxpayers' dollars $5 million for nothing. It's a beauty contest. There's no delegate that's going to be awarded to her. So she disrespected Nevadans. We started seeing early on when she wouldn't return phone calls, as before we even had our meeting. And in discussions, I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I think you have a great opportunity to at least have your voice heard. Wouldn't come to Nevada. She started ignoring the party. And then we told her, I said, if you go on this ballot, you're going to cost us $5 million. We told her, some of her people that were close to her, you're going to cost taxpayers $5 million, and you will get no delegates. It's a joke. And, you know, I think what she's done has been very selfish. You know, she's beating her chest saying she's fiscal conservative. No, she's not. She disrespected Nevadans. She's disrespected the word of the voter by saying you're fiscal conservative. You're not. You're costing us $5 million for nothing. So based on all that, I said I really care. I really care for her. I like her a lot. But I think what she's done is a very selfish and stupid move.
What do we need to do to eliminate this primary down the road? Do we have to do it legislatively? Is it something that the governor can do? What?
Yes. No, this is something, and this is important, and we're lucky to have Governor Joe Lombardo. Governor Lombardo last time tried to have the voter ID on the ballot. He tried to move forward. We have to get back to where people trust the election process. People in Nevada do not trust the election process. You saw it last night in Iowa. They did a poll. A lot of them don't believe in the process that was used before. When you have this mass mailing of ballots going out with no responsibility, we don't know who's seeing it, we don't know who's filling it out, you can't even say, and that's a banana republic. What the Democrats have done is turned this into a banana republic, and they beat their chest, oh, it's secure, it's fine. It's not. It's not. You have big Republicans, big Democrats right now saying the same thing. We need voter ID. We have to start to secure the election process, or we're going to lose this country. I can tell you right now, it's heading down that process right now. You have to have someone to step up. Get behind Governor Joe Lombardo when we go into legislative session. We have to change these laws. And start holding the people responsible. I mean, these Democrats that have pushed these laws, you have to start calling, not you, but all of us have to start calling them out. Say, look, they're my neighbors. I have neighbors of mine that are legislators. They're friends of mine. And we get in heated discussions over what have you done to Nevada? And that's what we have to start doing. All of us have to start doing. Putting them out, start putting them on blast, and say, start pointing the fingers. This is what you've done to all Nevadans. Forget parties. This is what you've done to Nevadans. We need to get behind Governor Lombardo. When you start changing our election laws to make it fair for all, fair for everybody. And then we have the process that people believe in. Right now, they don't believe in it.
Will we see former President Donald J. Trump here in Nevada prior to February 8th?
Yes.
Would you like to be more definite about it? Can we narrow that down?
I can't narrow it down right now. I mean, look, the poor guy's getting drug all over the place with these fraudulent, phony indictments and all this.
He's in court today in New York City. Yes. He's celebrating last night, and today, this morning, he's in New York City, before a judge.
It's a joke. The whole process is a joke. I think we can see at the highest level what they've done to him is they've done so much election interference by throwing these roadblocks up. I mean, situation I'm in, we'll deal with that as well. But when you start to see what's happening, this is disgusting. What is taking place, where they're willing to create these phony charges, made-up charges, overreaching charges. You know, the one down in Georgia, she's paying her boyfriend $600,000 to prosecute the president. I mean, if that's not fraud, someone needs to step up. And look, they may be part of the Democratic Party, but you need to start calling your own party out and say, look, enough's enough. They're making you look bad as Democrats by letting this take place. But the man is a machine. President Donald Trump, he is doing this for every one of us in this country. He's fighting for all to put the country back where it needs to be. And his speech last night showed exactly that. He wants to unite and move forward. He wants to bring this country back. If we don't, I think we'll no longer have an America.
In our final couple of minutes, you touched on the problems that you have legally. I know you can't say anything about it. You got lawyers that are telling you to clam up. But I'm more interested in how you Michael McDonald are doing. You're trying to run this big party all across the state, and you have your own legal issues that you're dealing with. How are you coping?
I appreciate it, Kip. Look, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have the support of that poured in. You know, Jolette and I had a beautiful Christmas. It was surrounded by friends and family. And we normally have like a basket of Christmas cards. We have two baskets of Christmas cards. People from, I mean, the support that poured in has been amazing because they saw what happened. They see what's going on. They know the reason behind it. So, you know, what you do is you hire the best attorneys we have. We have a phenomenal team of attorneys. Rick Wright's obviously has always been my attorney forever. George Kalesis, Brian Harding, just to name a few. But they are phenomenal. You know, Seagal Shot is on there. We have attorneys that are willing to go to the battle. I mean, Maggie McClutchie came on. She is a very strong First Amendment attorney. She's a civil rights attorney. So you're going to see a team that has been put together that is, I think, very aggressive. So, you know, we have to fight it as it comes, and that's going to be it.
Any feel, and this will be my last question on the subject, how long it will take for you to actually get before a judge?
That's up to Rick Wright and the team, obviously, that, you know, he's a phenomenal man when he does that, and that's going to be his decision and the way they go, and we're ready for it.
Michael McDonald, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And by the way, just because I get asked this all the time, what should I do? Should I vote on the 6th and then caucus on the 8th, or should I ignore the 6th? What should we be doing as voters?
That's a wonderful question. I'm glad you asked that. I've been to almost every county in the last couple of weeks. We have people that are voting none of the above. That's a protest vote. They're voting none of the above, or they're just not voting. I think, again, when they start to see what happened, we're spending $5 million taxpayers' money. It's a useless, meaningless process, and it's where we have to send and show our ballot. It's a silent protest, but you have to start stepping up. So I can't tell you how to vote. I can tell you how almost every county has come out. They're voting none of the above, or they're just ripping up their ballots.
And the email or the address for folks that want to find out more, where do they go again?
I appreciate that. You can go to info. This is the process you can have right now. So info@NevadaGOP.org.
You make it simple for us. I like that. Simple is good.
It's because of you. I'm telling you, man, that's the best thing is you're getting out there, and I really appreciate that. So it's info, I-N-F-O, at Nevada, spelled out, GOP.org. info@NevadaGOP.org.
Michael, thank you so much. Godspeed to you and your family. Really appreciate your friendship. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
God bless you, Kevin. I appreciate all that you've done for us and you're doing for this electorate right now. We need you. We need your listeners to show up February 8th. Caucus, come out, vote for your candidate. But at the end of the day, let's bring this thing home. Let's unite Nevada. Let's take back this country.
Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us on the program. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss Joe Biden and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Ever want to be that guy or gal in your group to introduce your friends to a new hotspot? Now you can. Bring them out to the Smoking Pig Barbecue for the best barbecue you can eat. They got a full bar, plenty of slow smoke meats, including melt-in-your-mouth brisket, tender ribs, juicy pulled pork, chicken and house-made links and brats. And the sides will surprise and delight you. Drive a little, eat a lot. Smoking Pig Barbecue on Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig. Stop in at 4379 Las Vegas Boulevard. We deliver and cater. Just call 725-777-3988.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. I'm not, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out the fuse I'm here alone.
Okay, coming up next for the presidential wannabes that are left. Vivek Ramaswamy has dropped out and is endorsing Donald J. Trump. Next up is New Hampshire. The governor there is Chris Sununu. Let's go to cut two real quick, because he knows that there are some GOP voters that would rather support Biden than Trump. Listen to this.
Yeah, look, Joe Biden has just crushed the country because he's not even managing anything. You can kind of blame him, but it's these unnamed staffers, it's the bureaucrats that are crushing the country with inflation, regulations, lack of management, all this wokeism. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. So again, the best way to hedge against that is to kind of move us forward with that new generation of leadership, getting behind Nikki Haley.
Governor, what they're saying is they would support that Democrat. They would support Joe Biden if push came to shove, and it was a choice between
troubling.
The president and the last president.
Yeah, there's no doubt that is troubling, because what Biden has done to this country is so bad. There'll be time to, again, galvanize the Republican Party together after the primary. That always happens, regardless of who the candidate is. I think it's going to be Nikki. I think she's got a shot. But no, this country needs a major turn away from Joe Biden for sure.
And that's what I think was going on in Iowa last night, and I think it will be going on in New Hampshire, and I think it will go on here in Nevada and in South Carolina and other places. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Mark Stone's first career regular season hat trick was the difference in the Golden Knights' 4-1 win over Nashville yesterday at T-Mobile Arena. Jonathan Marchessault added an empty netter to ice it. Two more games left in the five-game homestand. The New York Rangers will be here Thursday for a 7 o'clock faceoff at the Fortress.